أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنه أهلك عادا الأولى وثمود فما أبقى. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained His great qudrat with regard to matters which we all can see for ourselves. For example, that Allah Ta'ala said that life and death is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. How many people wish for the life of a person, but if his death is written, nobody can save him, no doctors. On the other hand, if death is not written for a person, no matter how ill that person is, no matter how he's suffering, but if death is not written, the ruh does not go out. And also, that man does not get what he desires. No matter, you can be the richest man, you can have the world, the buttons of the world under your control, but what your desires are, they cannot be fulfilled in this world, which is proof that there is another power above us. Further now, Allah explains His great qudrat as far as historical events are concerned. وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادًا الْأُولَىٰ اور یہ کہ اس نے غارت کیا آد پہلے کو. And he destroyed the people of Arabia were well acquainted with the history that how the people of Ad were destroyed by Allah Ta'ala, the people of Thamud. And these people had advanced very greatly materially also. They lived in great, great comfort and luxury. But when they did not believe in Allah and obey His commandments, Allah says, don't you see the qudrat and the power of Allah, how He had destroyed them in spite of all the technology and all the things they had at their hands. وَثَمُودَ فَمَا أَبْقَى اور ثَمُود کو پھر کسی کو باقی نہ چھوڑا. The people of Ad, the people of Thamud, and Allah did not leave anyone behind. Each and every one got destroyed. So Allah's qudrat is so great. Yeah, just with the withholding of rains, the extra heat, the pressure that is put on the heat, and we cannot take it. What if Allah Ta'ala unleashes His powers, and His powers are such that man does not know what the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلِ اور نوح کے قوم کو پہلے ان سے. And the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who were also a nation that lived for so long, but how Allah destroyed them also. And whatever they had, nothing helped them, nothing could save them. They made a mockery out of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, but that did not help them either. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُهُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَدْغَى وہ تو تھے اور بھی ظالم اور شریر. They were even worse and they were even more evil. How they made a mockery, how they fooled and made a fool out of, in their minds made a fool out of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But when the azab of Allah came, nothing saved them. And all this is for us also to take a lesson. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَةَ أَهْوَى اور الٹی بستی کو پھینک دیا. And how Allah Ta'ala destroyed the upside down people, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who besides disbelieve in Allah, who were involved in the terrible sin of homosexuality very commonly, and how Allah Ta'ala had destroyed them and took them up and had it thrown upside down. And these were hard historical facts which are till today and which were with the people of the Arabs also. وَغَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّا پھر آپرا اس پر جو کچھ کے آپرا. And then whatever overtook them. And they saw for themselves what the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is. All this is to remind us. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَا اب تو کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلائے گا. Now which of the favors of your Rabb, of your Allah, will you deny? That is, when the wrongdoers get their punishment, when justice is done, that is also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. That these people who were so disobedient, and how they made a mockery out of the Nabi of Allah and His teachings, when Allah's punishment came, this was also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. هَذَا نَذِيرٌ مِّنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَىٰ یہ ایک درس سنانے والا ہے پہلے سنانے والوں میں کا. And this is also a Nabi of Allah who is also warning you, just like the warners that come up before. Nuh alayhi salam came, Salih alayhi salam came, Hud alayhi salatu salam came, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam came to warn the people, believe properly in Allah Ta'ala and be obedient to His commandments. Otherwise be careful and be aware that the adab of Allah Ta'ala will come down. And that is in this world. The adab of the year after will even be worse. Azifatil azifa, aa ponchi aane wali. And the thing that is going to happen is almost here. That is, Qiyamah is here also. And all, no man, then nobody will be saved in the year after. The results will come out there very clearly. لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ كَاشِفَ. کوئی نہیں اس کو اللہ کے سوا کھول کر دکھانے والا. And there is nobody who can show it openly besides Allah. That knowledge also, when it's going to be, Allah kept that knowledge only to Him. And He alone will show when the day of Qiyamah will be. And it will be a day when people will look like mad people. When women will abort their children. What type of a day won't that day be? فَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعَجِبُونَ. کیا تم اس بات سے تعجب ہوتا ہے؟ Are you surprised at this? This which Allah has declared and which He has done and shown of the people of before and which He has declared for the future. Are you surprised? وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. اور ہستے ہو اور روتے نہیں. And you laugh at this and you don't cry. These are things that you should cry. That what these terrible conditions will be. Yeah, just with the extra heat we cannot take it. Just with the fear that there will be water restrictions, we cannot take it. We can't obey. If there's to be load shedding, we have a problem. When these problems will come all together, what will be the condition of man? But yet we keep on partying, enjoying, making big occasions, laughing, and we don't have any fear whatsoever. That is not the condition of the man of Allah. They should be very, very careful. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. Or تُمْ خِلَارِيَا كَرْتِ. And you are making a joke out of all these things. And you are just joking and laughing. Today we are looking forward to amusement even in deen. Forget dunya's amusement which we amuse ourselves with. We have made all deeny occasions also just of entertainment and amusement. And we make a joke out of all the teachings of deen. And then this last ayat, that Allah Ta'ala says, so sajda kar Allah ke aage aur bandagi. So make sajda to Allah Ta'ala and worship Allah Ta'ala. There is a sajda ayat, but I haven't read the ayat, so sajda is not wajib. But inshallah, I will read it just now. With the reason for reading it, and then we all can make sajda. This was the first ayat of sajda that was revealed. And when this ayat were revealed, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam read it in front of the sahaba and the non-believers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave da'wat to all. He read it to them also. Everyone, even the non-believers, the mushriks, they also all fell into sajda. The awe and the inspiration of this ayat was such that everyone fell into sajda besides one, Umayyah ibn Khalf. He was a mountain against Islam and the worst enemy of Islam. He just took a little sand and he put it on his forehead and he said, this is enough for me. But because of the great barakat of this ayat, that even the mushriks fell into sajda as soon as they heard it. So I will read the ayat, and then after all that, we all can make our sajda at tilawat as well. Fasjudu lillahi wa'abudu. Sadaqallah.